From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tiffany Greenwald-Simon reports in Columbia Green Media that the New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision said on December 21st that an incarcerated individual at the medium-security Green Correctional Facility in Coxsackie was found dead on December 16th. They did not give a cause of death and said that the Greene County Coroner's Office will make that determination. It was the first death there in 2023. Last year, an incarcerated individual in the same facility died from COVID-19. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Heather Bellow in the Berkshire Eagle reports that the American Civil Liberties Union wants to know why a police officer searched a classroom at W.E.B. Du Bois Regional Middle School in Great Barrington for the coming of an age novel, Genderqueer, after receiving one anonymous complaint. The plainclothes police officer who entered the 8th grade classroom to look for a wanted book wore a body camera and recorded the incident. Ruth A. Borkin, senior and managing attorney for the ACLU of Massachusetts, said, and I quote, "Police going into a school and searching for books is the sort of thing that you hear about in communist China and Russia. What are they doing?" End quote. The Berkshire Hills Regional School Committee and Superintendent Peter Dillon put out a statement that said, and I quote, "Faced with an unprecedented police investigation of what should be a purely educational issue, we tried our best to serve the interests of students, families, teachers, and staff. In hindsight, we should have approached that moment differently. We are sorry. We can do better to refine and support our existing policies. We are committed to supporting all our students, particularly vulnerable populations," end quote. An anonymous complaint led Great Barrington Police to open an investigation into whether parts of the book, Genderqueer, by Maya Kobabe, are obscene material or pornographic. The district attorney has ordered the police investigation into the book closed, so now any controversy is up to the school. And the ACLU wants a copy of the body cam footage from the classroom police visit. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Bernadette Hogan reports for New York State of Politics that several new state laws will take effect on New Year's Day, including a rise in the minimum wage. That goes up to $16 an hour in New York City, Westchester, and Long Island on January 1st, and up to $15 an hour in the rest of the state. That will raise upstate to $15.50 next year and to $16 in 2026. A few election laws are updated on January 1st with more time for people to register ahead of an election and the state now allowing registration on the first day of early voting. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice holiday weekend.